This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. About 200 leftover vaccines offered to Jefferson County Public School staff over the weekend caused quite the rush now that Colorado educators can get vaccinated. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says the district notified all 14,000 employees of the extra doses at SCL Health.
It's easy in retrospect to say that they should not have sent the email to 14,000 people, and they apologize for the inconvenience. But I think that demonstrates just some of the challenges with the vaccine distribution. It also, frankly, speaks to the desperation that some educators feel, especially the ones who have been teaching in person all this time, to get the vaccine, to feel more protected at work.
Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. Boulder health officials are warning about street drugs tainted with the potentially lethal synthetic narcotic fentanyl. CPR's John Daly reports.
Boulder County Public Health says Xanax and oxycodone 30-milligram pills containing fentanyl are now circulating in the community. Fentanyl is up to 100 times more potent than heroin and significantly increases the risk of death from accidental overdose. Rates of drug overdose have increased dramatically in the past decade. Health officials urge those who may use street drugs or know someone who does to keep the overdose reversal drug naloxone with them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coming up, the White House says it's increasing the COVID-19 vaccine supply and opening more vaccination sites. The senior advisor to the White House COVID-19 response team talks about what the administration is doing to speed up the vaccine rollout. That's next on All Things Considered. Colorado leaders want Grand Junction to remain the headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management, but that might be a tough sell given the concerns that some have.
This headquarters move has just been a total failure.
Will they stay or will they go? The future of BLM headquarters. CPR's Caitlin Kim has our story coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Partly cloudy along the Front Range, down to 10 degrees for Denver, Colorado Springs around 25 overnight, 20 in Pueblo. Vail also down to 20 with a chance of scattered snow showers. It'll be mostly clear in Grand Junction, and lows will be in the mid-30s. This is CPR News.